This is your wake-up call. The sense we have of ourselves, good or bad, is built up of thousands of impressions, images, sounds, feelings, experiences in life. And we have listened and received and heard and interpreted and digested comments from teachers and friends, casual acquaintances, good or bad, well-meaning or misinformed, well-intentioned, even casual personalities who come in and out of our lives. And we have absorbed all of this into our innermost being, and we have arrived at an opinion. We have arrived at our self-image. We have arrived at our self-concept. We have arrived at a sense of ourselves. We have encountered persons who have been loving, caring, and giving of themselves. So we emerge in life affirmed, giving, living, and encouraging personalities. For when we are comfortable with ourselves, we allow other people to be comfortable with themselves in our presence. When we are secure in our own ego, we give space for other egos to flourish. If you are secure about who you are, you allow other people to be who they are. But the truth of the matter is that they are personalities, persons, a part of these, let's say they're really not a part of the thousands of impressions and feelings and experiences of life that have been positive. But we encounter people who have been hostile, unloving, people who have failed to cooperate or affirm who we are. When we live in a perplexing world where love and hate, joy and pain, holiness and decay live side by side, it is easy for us to become a lost ball in a high weed. That's what my mother used to say. We emerge in life with distorted relationship, distorted self-images, senses of who we are and what we're about, a distorted sense of love. If we are already insecure about our sense of self, our identity and security, we become selfish, even defensive. Know anybody like that? If we don't have a good sense of our own value and worth, we become braggarts and show-offs, always pulling somebody down just to see us go up. Know anybody like that? If it comes around your corner, say amen or ouch. If you don't have a good sense of being loved and wanted, we build hard shelves around our inner selves to protect ourselves from devastation and direction. But I believe God wants us to have a good sense of who we are, not based on what's happened to us in the past, not based on who has happened to us in the past, but it's based on the Word of God. There is a sense of being loved and wanted based on John 15 and 9. Jesus says, "I've loved you as my Father has loved you," a sense of belonging, that we are friends of God. I am the friend of God, based on John 15, 15. A good sense of worth, for God began to knit together our personalities, even in our mother's wounds, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the Spirit Himself testifies within our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8 and 16, Psalm 139. I sure hope you're writing these scriptures down. God would have us have a good sense of forgiveness. So many times, God has forgiven us of our sins, but we have yet to forgive ourselves. God has already lifted the burden from our lives, but we walk around carrying that burden as if we are still under the conviction of sin. Romans 5 and 8 tells us that God has demonstrated love towards us, that Jesus died on the cross for us while we were yet sinners. Jesus has given us forgiveness. If we confess, says the Word of God, God will be faithful to forgive. And God would have us know today that we should have a good sense of purpose based on Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good work. We need to have the understanding that we are not here to drift or dream. Be strong. We have miles to go and loads to lift. Be strong. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and God is working it out. I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm, but to prosper you. It's not a mystery that we've got to go and uncover, but God's purpose for our lives is in the Word of God. We need to have a good sense of security. Have you noticed that every time something negative happens in your life, that we become suddenly insecure? And not only do we become insecure, but we begin to rehearse all of the bad and negative stuff that has ever happened to us. That's as if as whatever negative is happening now affirms whatever negative happening thing happened in the past. We begin to go over every mess, every problem, every crisis, every situation, every single tragedy all over again. I believe God wants us to live secure lives. God wants us to have a good sense of security based on Philippians 4 and 13 that we can, yes, we can. We can do everything through Him who gives us strength. And based on Romans 8 and 28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love Him. That's a shout and a hallelujah right there. God is telling us that even everything, God's going to work it out for our good, even if we can't see it right now, for those who love Him. Be clear now. The rest of the verse says, for those who love Him. All things work together. God is trying to let us know that we may be products of our past and our experiences, but we are not prisoners of our past and our experiences. I think I need to say that again. We may be products of our past and experiences, but we are not prisoners of our past and experiences. God has a way out, and His name is Jesus, and He promises to work everything out for the good for those who love Him. It may not be in the way we think or expect or anticipate, but God will work it out. We can develop our good sense of security based on the Word of God. Look it up for yourselves. Romans 8 and 28. Oh, many times I wish we had more time to complete and finish the things of God that are found in the Word of God. But I'm trusting it to the Word of God that you have your scriptures clear. And by prayer and through seeking the divine, God will bring you to a good sense of security in Jesus Christ. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.